I have contrasted the experiences of the five-sensory human with the experiences of the multisensory human, in each instance to make their differences as clear as possible. But this does not mean that the five-sensory phase of our evolution, the phase from which we are emerging, is negative in comparison to the phase of our evolution that we are entering, the multisensory phase. It is simply that it is now no longer appropriate. Just as there came a time when the use of candles became inappropriate because of electricity, but the advent of electricity did not make candle power negative. Who among us is an expert on the human experience? We have only the gift of sharing perceptions that hopefully can help those on their journey. There is no such thing as an expert on the human experience. The human experience is an experience in movement and thought and form, and in some cases, an experiment in movement and thought and form. The most that we can do is comment on the movement, the thought, and the form. But those comments are of great value if they can help people to learn to move gracefully, to think clearly, and to form, like artists, the matter of their lives. We are in a time of deep change. We will move through this change more easily if we are able to see the road upon which we are traveling, our destination, and what it is that is in motion. I offer what is in this book as a window through which I have come to see life. I offer this window to you, but I do not say that it is necessary that you accept it. There are so many ways to wisdom and to the heart. This is our greatest richness, and the one that gives me the most joy. We have much to do together. Let us do it in wisdom and love and joy. Let us make this the human experience.